You might like to turn in your Bible, if you would, please, to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. Could we look to the Lord in a word of prayer? Our God and Father, we bow before you. Spirit of God, honor the wonderful grace and mercy that has been provided for us in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you very much. Thank you for our Lord, the Spirit of God, for your word. Thank you. In Christ's name, amen. We share together in the Gospel of John, as we have in these different spots along the way here, and we share together that God, in verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Word, John 1:14, and He is with God, He is God, God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Ghost. And thus in verse 3, all things were made by him. He made them, and without him was not anything made that was made, and we shared that together. So that what? There's nothing living anywhere, anyhow, that he didn't make alive. Nothing. No bacteria, no bug, no animal, no person, no angel, nothing. Every living thing, principle, everything is made alive by him. There is nothing he does not make alive. Thus in him, verse 4, in him was life. He is the life, the life. He is the life. The life is in the tense is. He is the life continuing. He is thus continuing life. The life is continuing. He is eternal life. And thus, in him was life. He is the life. And the life was the light of men. He is the one who makes for life, and he is the one who makes for light. Light. Life, light. And in verse 5, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Thus, light. Remember, God is light, 1 John 1:5. In him is light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. He is the creator of all living anything. And in him is continued life, and the life that he continues to have, he continues to give, so that all things have life. And thus he is the light of all, verse 4, he is the light of men. He is the life. All humans have life because of him. And he is the light for all humans to have light. And reminding you, if you would, that all living, all life requires light, light. And even down deep in the subterranean earth, the bottom 7 miles going down, if you would, as we said, they're in the ocean, and you go down to the dark, 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 where they don't even see. All of that exists because of that which is above. Take away that which is above, where light is functioning, there's nothing down below. It doesn't exist. And thus, Genesis 1, as we share together, 1, 2, and 3, the world was without form and void and darkness. And God started that way to help us understand that sin, the devil, Lucifer, son of the morning, who was light, became dark. He caused Adam and Eve to sin, and thus darkness and death. God, are you going to help us humans? Yes. I'm going to let you know when I start, and angels are going to learn how. I'm going to start with a big, chaotic nothingness of mass, chaos it will look like, of darkness. That's how I'm going to start. God, who is light, is going to start with a ball, as it were, of darkness. And then I'm going to go and help you humans, because I'm going to take and divide the light from the day and the light from darkness, and then I'm going to go and make day, the daytime and nighttime. I'm going to make them day and night forever until I come, day and night, so that you will learn there's light and there's darkness. You are going to get educated inch by inch about what is going on. Thus, in verse 5, he continues to be the light, and physical light is the makes possible all of life. And the life, and without light, there is no life, there is no existence. Without light, there is no life, there is no existence. God is the source, he is the ground. God's word creates life. God's word, God created life. The living ought to know, and to people, all life, all that are living, ought to know light, especially, obviously, humans ought to know light. And the living, and God gives us physical birth, and the living need to know light, and they need to know why they're created, why they're here. Why are we now, here and now? Why is anything anywhere? Because God created it. You need light to understand why you have a life. Why are you alive? You need light to understand. Light reveals, darkness conceals. Why do you have light? So that you can understand the Creator, the one Redeemer, God's wonderful person and solution in the person of Jesus Christ, who made it all. God said you need light. And God in Christ provides life and light so that all mankind can have light, so they don't stay in the dark. Now, having said that, spiritual light is for spiritual life. Light for life. Spiritual darkness needs to be overcome. Physical darkness is overcome by light. How is spiritual darkness overcome? By light, the grace and truth of God. Thus our physical birth makes possible life, living, and then we have living, we're alive, and we can have light, our eyes open, and we begin to see light. Life for light. We need light. And thus, sin, unbelief, makes for spiritual, mental, moral darkness. And God, you've come, and makes for death. So how do we remedy darkness? In the light of sin? By light. How do we remedy death? By life. And so light is in conflict, in contest with darkness. And thus, John 1:5, and the light is shining. The word verb, the light, to shine, to manifest, to make clear, to make apparent, to make conspicuous to our senses. The light shineth. Where does it shine? It shines in darkness. It shines in the darkness. In the darkness. Here's the darkness, specifically darkness. And light is shining into that darkness. And the word and, a conjunction, and may be translated but, contrast. And the light shineth in darkness, and or but, contrasting the light shining in the darkness comprehendeth it not, does not comprehend. Contrasting statements. Light is shining, and the darkness is not comprehending it. And thus the word, comprehend. Comprehend has to do with it making to take, to lay down, to lay hold of, get to seize, to grab, to hold. And then you put a little word in front of it, make it intensified, to do it, seize, to seize with vigor, with power, to do it. Light, darkness. What is darkness doing? Darkness is the, what is darkness doing? And darkness is the one doing it. Doing what? It's seeking to comprehend light. Now, what is the word comprehend? What is darkness doing to the light? The word comprehend, to lay hold of, to overtake, to overcome, to overwhelm, to seize. Darkness does not apprehend, does not lay hold of, cannot control, cannot overcome, overpower, overwhelm. Darkness tries to overcome the light. Darkness cannot comprehend, cannot overcome, cannot defeat the light. It is used, this verb that you're looking at, comprehend, in the Septuagint in 1 Kings 18 and 44, where Elijah tells Ahab to get going. It's going to rain hard. And here he is up Mount Carmel, got to come all the way down back home. You get going in your chariot. Don't stop. The word stop. Don't let the rain, the storm overtake you, chasing you. The storm's coming, and you ride very fast in your chariot to beat the storm. Don't let the rain overtake you. Darkness wants to overtake light, to knock it out of business, to get rid of it. Thus, darkness is producing the action. And so the light reveals, and darkness does not want to be seen. Darkness does not want to be understood. Darkness is the absence of light. Darkness is the opposite of light, the opposite of holy, pure, joyous, beloved, that which is of the gods, protection, happiness. Ajax, using the word for whatever, light. Ajax, you remember Ajax? I know you do. And Ajax bests the Trojan battalion, quote, Ajax made salvation shine, there's your word, to shine, light, to shine on his friends. And the victor's procession that would march as the victor would go through Rome or Greece, as it would march in the Olympic Games even. And the, quoting, the most enduring light of honor that the exploits of the mighty might receive, the most excelling thing they could have is the light to shine as they march publicly in the Olympic Games, march, and the glory, the light that comes from all those people acknowledging their existence. Light is the darkness is the opposite of that, the opposite of light. Everything that light is, darkness is the opposite. And as it were, light is not to be omitted. Darkness will not allow light to exist. Now notice, please, in 1 John, your context, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. That was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. You'll see it in a sec. Verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world, and you want to mentally underline, knew him not. Darkness rejects, is seeking to overwhelm, overcome light, doesn't want light, and thus right, doesn't want to get it right in the dark. So the world knew him not. And going past that, to the Jewish people that should know, verse 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Darkness does not want to receive, wants to overcome, wants to be able to put it out of business, to get rid of light, because light reveals. Darkness conceals. And so the world rejected him, the light of the world. The Jewish people rejected him, the light of the world. And thus in verse 5, light, darkness, comprehendeth it not. It will not receive him. Will not receive him. And thus, in trying to get rid of the light, over, if you would, John 3. John 3, you know, but watch it in the light of what we're looking at, John chapter 3. And picking up, please, in verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned or judged on the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that believeth not, N-O-T, is condemned, judged, already. Why so? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This, verse 19, and this is the condemnation, the judgment, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light. Why is that? Because their deeds were evil. They didn't want that exposed. Darkness protects us. Verse 20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light. Why not? Lest his deeds, his works, his actions should be reproved and rebuked. Verse 21. He that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds, his works may be made manifest, made clear, made public, be brought into the light, that they are wrought of God. God, we're going to come to you and to be in the light so that we can have things straightly, rightly understand them. Otherwise, we're going to retreat into the darkness where we can't see. John chapter 8. John again, remember John is the last living apostle. He's giving you way back before, just before 100 AD, he's telling you what you need to know. After the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and you got all the epistles are written, and the New Testament, except for Revelation, and 1 John and that, he's writing them right now. And now he says, listen, this is the bottom line. You need to understand why all this took place, why all this is written. Thus, John chapter 8, picking up, please. Oh, in verse 12, if I may, 8 and 12. And in 8:12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, what are you saying? I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. They're going to understand, I gave you, made you a living soul so that you could have light. If you aren't alive, you don't need light. But if you're alive, you need to know light. You need to have light so that you appreciate and honor and can know the Creator God who made you. Thus, I am the light of the world, and the darkness will not receive him, rejects him. Darkness, it will not comprehend him. Thus, John chapter 12. John chapter 12. John chapter 12, please, in verse 35. Then Jesus, 12 and 35. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. That's the Lord Jesus. Walk, be walking, be behaving, while you have the light, while the light is there. Here's the Lord, here they are, they have light, they have light. They're living, and God is the light, and he is going to able to give them an understanding of why, who they are and why they're here. Verse 35, Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light. Lest, the reason, lest darkness come upon you, and there's the word comprehend. Comprehend, to overtake, to overcome, to overwhelm. Lest darkness, verse 35, lest darkness come upon you and overtake you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Verse 36, while you have light, you are having light. Believe in the light. You have understanding, you're alive, you can think, you can put it together. God said, I'll help you, I'm there to do it for you. Do it while you have it. Do it now. Otherwise, you reject the light, like Israel, like the world. And thus, verse 36, while you have light, believe, be believing in the light. The light is for your benefit, for you to understand. Not to, you don't want to stay in the dark, you want to get into the light. Why? Verse 36, that you may be children of the light. Otherwise, you're children of the darkness. The god of this world, darkness, the power of darkness. You have no light. Hang on. Verse 36. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. Verse 37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Verse 36. Believe in the light. All the miracles and all the signs and all the wonders are for what reason? To verify, to prove, to put you on notice that this is to get your attention, that Jesus Christ is the power, is the person who gives the purpose for why you exist. All of these signs are to make you pay attention to the Word become flesh, to know Him. Otherwise, you don't pay attention. And they didn't. They didn't. They rejected. They rejected him. Thus, or if you would please, would now put it together again in what we've done. So each time you get a better connection with everything, you have an order to it, you have an understanding of it. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, picking up, please, in verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest, shines, makes something very clear, light, makes it very clear. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, so that they have innate, inborn, God makes himself known in them, and God does it, verse 19, for God hath showed it unto them. Not a human, God does it. So God, you're right, you created us, and if we live in the middle of the Sahara Desert or some other place, and when there's no one there, make believe, use your imagination, God will let you know that he's God. You are not just there. God created you. God is God. And he's going to let you know that. Are you going to act and receive that light in your darkness? Are you going to respond, you living one in the middle of the Sahara Desert? Are you going to receive the light to know who you are and why you're there? Thus, verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, flowers, birds, bugs, bees, and all the rest. Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, his deity, so that they are without excuse. Because, why are they without excuse? Because that when they knew God, God made himself known. God made himself known. Every one of you, everyone, including me, every one of us, God made himself known to you when you were very little. And what you did with that, we'll say, boy, he never did that to me. No, because it doesn't take very, very long, and we start listening to the world around us, and we start thinking like the adult world does. We start getting involved in the adult world, and you know, here they are maybe worshiping a kangaroo or a totem pole, And as we grow up, we know that kangaroos and totem poles aren't God. A Buddha isn't God. No matter how you cut the cookie, no matter how you do it, it can't do anything, can't say anything, can't help you. And if it's a little kid, you'd know to say that's God, that's silly. It can't do a thing, you see. And we know that. But then we put that aside. We put that aside. And we begin to follow the train of thought that the world has, our family has, our environment has. And we start thinking like they do. And pretty soon we're worshiping the kangaroo or something else. Now, would you please note in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Skipping down, professing themselves, verse 22, to be wise, they became foolish. And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, to birds, to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. They made it. God said, thou shalt have no other image, nothing, no image, no likeness, nothing of creation will you attribute to me. I created it. And that which is created is not the created, the creator. Verse 24, well, verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. God, you made it possible to know that we who have life, you made it possible for us to know why we're here. You made it possible for us to know who we are. Thus, you promised it. You promised that you would, in your son, you sent your son to make it all come out all right. And you promised and predicted it. And so here we are, God, we're looking to you. And people ask, you know, not very often they have it. Either you take God did it, or you take evolution, and then you have to live with that. And evolution can't work. God can. Thus, why are we here? God, why are we here? Why me? Why now? Why sin? Why darkness? All of it is answered. By way of Calvary's cross. God died to make it all possible as we share together. Do you see? Do you see? What do you see? Why don't you see? Because you need light. You need light. You can't answer anything unless you have light. You can't answer it. You've got to open the book to understand a given subject. You've got to do it. You've got to go. Light reveals. Darkness conceals. So what do I need to do? I need to go and understand light, 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 light. And light is a wonderful thing. Electromagnetic waves, etc. And there's radio waves, there's microwaves, there's infrared waves, visible light, invisible light, ultraviolet light, X-ray light, nuclear gamma radiation, all that light. And there's photons, visible light that we see. And then there's photons, quantum light. Light that has no mass to it. Light photons floating around. Anyway, you don't care about that. Quantum, what do you care about quantum? Quantum married somebody. I'm just kidding. Quantum mechanics. Anyway, photons. Wow. Light, night. Now, God, you did all that. That's right. All of it light, physical light, so that we could understand all kinds of things. Do you know that there are all kinds of things in the room? All of these waves are here, you know. And we have a microscope, and if we said that something is, I see it. Do you see the thing on the end of your thumb? On the end of your thumb. Do you see it? No. But if you had the right microscope, you could look. And you would see all kinds of life on the end of your thumb. All kinds of life. If you had the right microscope and could bring it up, you would find all kinds of life. And endless life. Endless. Microscope. And the microscope shows things. The bacteria, all of them moving around and everything. Wow. And then you take a telescope. Hubble up there. And you'd get all of that. And you say, well, boy, do you see that? I don't see it. What do you need? You need something to help you to see. Light. And it sends it up so we can bring it to us and see it. To see it with light. God, here we are. Here we are, God. And we're just here. Now, we need light. The Lord Jesus Christ came. The Lord Jesus Christ came to give us light. And he gave us life. We have physical life. We were all born. And God came to give us light, light, light. Now, over, if you would, to 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. And you'll see the word, 1 Thessalonians 5, and picking up, please, in verse 3, a little context. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But, verse 4, Ye brethren are not in darkness. No, don't be in darkness. That the day should overtake you, and there's the word comprehend, to overtake, to comprehend, to overtake, to overwhelm. That the day overtake you as a thief. You ought to be in the light so that you aren't sitting here as we try to study and think together in the light of God's word. What's happening in the world? And much, much, much is happening in the world. From every kind, politically, culturally, every kind of way. Happening in the world. And thus, God, we want to know what's happening. Why it's happening. God, you are children of light, not darkness. You ought to be, don't let darkness overtake you. And if darkness gets you, you'll stay in your ignorance. So therefore, over to Philippians chapter 3. The world has opportunity to believe, to know God, if they would. The flowers, the birds, the bugs, God says he's God. There's no question. If you're in the middle of the desert, God says he's God. Now, what am I going to do? I want to know God. And God said, I'm going to give you light so that you can know me. I insist that you know me, if you would. In fact, it is not my pleasure that you don't know me. It is not my pleasure when you die in your sins. It is not my pleasure. So here's Philippians chapter 3, believing heart. We don't want to be overtaken in the dark by what's happening. We don't want the ignorance of the day, the movement of the day, to overtake us in the contest, in the conflict. Chapter 3, Philippians verse 12, 3 and 12. Though not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect. Paul said, I'm running the race that is set before me. That I may follow after, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. The word apprehend, comprehend, to overtake, to overwhelm, to overcome. There's your word, your verb, comprehend. Paul said, in his journey, remember verse 8, I counted all his dung that I might know him, the living and only God. That's what it's all about. I'm created to be able to enjoy and to know God. I'm created by you, for you, God. That's right. Now, here's Paul saying in verse 12, chapter 3, I follow after, if that I may apprehend. I want to lay hold. I want to seize. I want to be able to grab hold of it. That for which I also am grabbed hold of, laid hold of. Jesus Christ has a wonderful plan. He is the light of the world. I am to know him. I don't want to love darkness. I don't want to be in darkness. I want light. And the Lord Jesus Christ is present in his saving grace to give me light so that I don't have to be in my darkness. What is darkness? Darkness is the absence of light. And I have all kinds of things. I can see the ceiling. I can see the microscope. I can see the telescope. But I can't see you, God. Like the astronaut from Russia. I'm out in space. I can't see God. But God, you're in the middle of them. That's why you can't see him. The invisible God. Verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, to lay hold of, to have overcome, to overwhelm. I haven't seized, hold. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I'm reaching for. I'm running. I want to get it. I want to pursue. I want to lay hold of. God, you've given light, and I want to have the advantage of that light. In fact, I press toward the mark, verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm in the contest. I'm fit for the contest. I'm able for the contest. Why can you be in the conflict, the contest? Because I have light. If I was in the dark, it would be a very confusing, bothering thing to me. I wouldn't understand it. But God, you have given light so that I can understand. I can understand. In the midst of the conflict, I can contend for the prize that you have given to us. Would you go over with me, please, to 2 Corinthians? 2 Corinthians in chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And you will note, why are people blind? Well, God gives them light when they're a little baby. They could take the light or they could leave it. Or you can say, well, everyone else lives in the dark. You won't, or don't understand that, but that's what you're doing. Everyone else thinks like they do, feels like they do, does what they do. I'm going to do like they do, as I'm able. And I'm going to stay in the dark. I'm not going to get into the light. And thus, the world received him not, rejected him. Huh. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, picking up, please, verse 3. But if our gospel, the good news, be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind. It isn't that you can't see the trees, the bugs, assuming your eyesight is reasonable. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. You read that in John 12, 35, 36. Believe while I'm here so you can have light. If you don't believe, you won't have any light. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world. You'll receive him as your Savior, as opposed to rejecting him and neglecting him. And you can do that. Verse 4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest, what don't they want to happen? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. They darkness over is against any light. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. They don't want light. Who wants light? Light means I got to see things for what they are. Can't I just be religious in my blindness? What difference does it make? And it doesn't. In my ignorance, can't I do all kinds, church-wise, otherwise, worldwide, you know, politically? Why can't I just be in the dark? Because you're missing the light, and you won't understand. And if you choose to reject the light, then you will remain in darkness. That is, you will never have light. You won't have light, which helps you understand life. Why do you have life, physical life, so that you can have light to understand? Why do you have physical light so you can understand, so that you can enjoy spiritual life, so you can enjoy God? That's why you have light. That's why we read. That's why we do what we do, trying to understand. Trying to understand why, how come, and put the pieces together. God help us. Thus, verse 4, the end. Who is that the light, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should who is the image of God should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, that's right. He did it in Genesis 1, 2, 3. That's right. And he did it again when he sent his son. God sent the son, who is eternal life, who is light, God, in whom is no darkness at all, is light, God. And God sent his son, life and light, into the world, in the perfect humanity of Jesus Christ, so that God could explain to us and show to us life and light. Where do we understand life and light? In the person of Jesus Christ, who is our life, who is the light of the world. And when I look at you, Lord Jesus, in the gospel, in the truth, the good news, I don't want to back off from that. I don't want to back away, because then I keep my heart blinded. Verse 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts. Then when I receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, God does a wonderful thing for me. And when I receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, then He is light, and He brings light into my darkness. When I look at the Lord Jesus Christ in His Word, Spirit of God helping me with His Word, His person, His work, I understand God. That's light. I'm created by God, for God, by God. Light. I don't see it in myself. I don't see it in others. I don't hear it in the news. I won't get it in the library, generally. I'm going to come to you, God, in the person of Jesus Christ. As many as received Him, to them gave He the right, the power, the privilege to become children of God. And thus, when I look to you, God, when I look to you, verse 6, shine in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Where am I going to see the wonderful light? God is light, and in Him is no darkness. In the wonderful face of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to look to God, and I'm going to have light. He is light, light, light. Not a light bulb. He is the light. He is the light. And I'm going to look to God, and God's going to do a wonderful thing. He's going to lighten the darkness of my life. He's going to do it. Over one other place, please. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And you will notice, if I may, verse 14. Now, remember, this begins the section in 2 Corinthians, goes a long way now, starting in verse 14. Now, thanks be unto God. Paul's going to tell you how it works, so the Corinthians can learn. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. Triumph, remember, in the victor's triumph in Greece and Rome, and that parade, in the highest honor was to shine in the light of that parade and that victory. Verse 14, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph, to be victorious. Where? In Christ. And maketh manifest, clear, here's the word, to shine, light, light, the verb, to shine, to make bright, to make brilliant, to make conspicuous, and maketh manifest the savor, the odor, the fragrance of His knowledge by us in every place. Every place we go, we make known. The believing heart is to make known that they who are in the dark have received the light of the world as their Savior. And they who didn't understand who they were, why they're here, where they're going, what on earth is happening, they who had no answers for the key questions of life. Religion doesn't answer them. God answers them. And you walk around believing heart should have those answers. You should know. You have light so that you can say, I know the light of the world. I have received the light of the world, even our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given me His life, so that in His life I have light. The more light I have, the more life I enjoy. Wow, it's a wonderful thing. The more light, the more light, the more light, the more life, life, life. Think of reading, think of studying, think of growing up. You understand more and more and more, for good or bad, right or wrong, there's the world, and you understand the world in which you live better than you did when you were 10. Don't you? It isn't necessarily pretty. It isn't necessarily right. It isn't necessarily happy. But you understand it more than you ever did at 10 years old. God, God, what have you done for us? You made it possible for us to be triumphant, to be able to demonstrate to the world who you are. Do you know remember the little incident between the cave and the sun? Once upon a time, there was a cave that lived under the ground, which was quite normal for a cave to do. And it had spent its lifetime in the darkness down below. And it heard a voice up above. It could hear it calling to it. And it said, "Come on up into the light. Come and see the sunshine." And the cave down below in the darkness heard this, but it didn't respond. It didn't respond. And finally one day, the cave decided to take the invitation of the sun and to leave its place of abode, place where it was, and to come up to the surface. And it did. I don't know anything, said the cave before it came up. I don't know anything but darkness. And the sun said, "Come on up and see. But I don't see. I see. I live in the dark and I'm blind. I live in the dark and I'm blind. I don't see. I don't see in the dark." Finally, the cave decided to come up to the top and at the invitation of the sun. And looking at the sun, the cave said, "Come after seeing the sun shine everywhere, light." And the cave said, wow. And then the cave said to the sun, "I want you to come down and see where I live." And so the sun finally came down and at the invitation of the cave. And the sun came down and said, "I want you to see darkness." When the sun came down into the place where the cave lived, there was no darkness because the sun came. And when the sun came into the dark cave, it was all light. What happened to the darkness? It's all gone. Light dispelled the darkness. Darkness would like to overcome the light. Men love it rather than light. But light has come for what? To reveal. When you bring light into the darkness, it's no more dark. You know, I had to be in the basement the other day to fix something, and someone at the top turned the lights off at the other end. Now, you have to understand, my basement is probably not like yours, but a lot of stuff in it, a lot of stuff. So here I am way over here, and I've got to get over there, and I want you to know, in the basement, you can see some light when you're outside, even in the night. But down in the basement, there was no light. There was no light. So I had to feel my way along. And it was dark. Finally, I moseyed over to where the switch was. And I turned the light on. And you know what happened to the darkness, don't you? It all went. Once I turned the light on, the darkness goes. When I come to know the Lord as my personal Savior, the darkness has to go. It has to go. Our Father in God, we look to you to deal with our head and heart. God, it's a wonderful thing that you have done. You who are light, you who are right, bring life to us, physical life, mental life, moral life. And you also make it so that since we are alive, we're able to have light. Light is required for the living. The living need light to dispel the darkness, to know why we're here, God, to honor you, to know you. It's a wonderful thing, God, to bring light into my darkness. God, thank you. And the light, our God, all the things that I still understand not. But I understand that you, my God, are the light of the world. You are the light of my life, God. I know light so that I can begin to handle all the things I don't understand. All the things that get me in trouble, all the things because I can't see my way. God, you give light so that I may see and proceed forward, not in the dark, but as a child of light, because I know you, the light of the world. God, help us, Spirit of God, what can we say? It's a wonderful thing that you've done for us, that you are doing for us, present tense. God, thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen. Perhaps we could sing, please, a couple of stanzas of 443. 443.